Hi, George.
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
That first caller you had on was completely right. There's no doubt the East-West Link should be carried through. It should be built. There's no doubt about that. And the first few things you said was tolls, tolls, tolls. You must have got a leak from the Herald about that.
And no, it was in the paper, George.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I think that what you read out sounded like a script from bloody Daniel Andrews. And what we'll get from this company now, the government now, is what we deserve. I don't think that this will happen. I don't think East-West will continue, and there will be no tolls anyway. And you should have considered thinking about talking to O'Brien about it before you went to air.
Well, I did, and we did. Didn't you hear Michael O'Brien? I'm sorry, George, we've just had a five-minute interview with Michael O'Brien. You didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you should have done it before.
Well, it was the first thing in the program, George. I'm sorry. It was the very first thing in the program. We can't put it any earlier.
Yeah, but why didn't you talk to O'Brien first before you went to air?
We did.
Well, we did. Don't you believe him?
Well, the business case, the facts are the business case suggested tolls, tolls, tolls.
Well, that's wrong.
No, it's not wrong. The business case suggested that.
It's wrong.
No, George, I'm sorry. The business case suggested that. Mr. O'Brien said the government rejected that, and
he
pointed out. Yes, exactly. But the business case suggested tolls, tolls, tolls.
Whatever the bloody business case, doesn't make a damn difference.
Well,
Michael O'Brien has already told you it wasn't going to happen. It went to the Herald.
And I said that.
And you picked
and
it
I
up.
Said, well, and I said that. Well, it's true. But, George, hang on. We'll give you a bataki ham. I love your passion.
Good on you.
Good on you, George.